The House is proposing to repeal a rule that defines wetlands and small streams as protected bodies of water under the Clean Water Act. Environmental advocacy group Clean Water Action says the rule needs to stay. Communications Director Michael Kelly says without it, almost half of the streams throughout the country and millions of acres of wetlands would be at risk.
It opens them up to, potential pollution and destruction and makes it difficult for us to hold accountable the companies that may pollute or destruct these, whether they're paving over the wetlands or whether they're polluting the streams.
Kelly says more than 50% of Rhode Islanders get their drinking water from sources that rely on the quality of protected streams and wetlands. The U.S. Senate still has to pass its version of the Farm Bill before it can become law. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.